Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
I'll never forget that morning. I was just really dealing with some stuff.
This song was written one morning. As Reverend Michael was speaking,
when Reverend Michael started talking about forgiveness.
He talked about a personal experience around forgiveness.
And as when he said, I forgive me,
as he spoke those words,
I remember going to the piano right then and there
that flowed through him.
And those words from his sermon,
this song rose up in me.
They just rose up.
And it came out as this
in a song.
I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind me. I see a new. Yes, I'm ready. My chain. Now I'm ready. Hold on. For my.
And it just simply came out. I forgive you.
I forgive. I forgive. Everything. I'm ready for my change. Yeah, I'm ready for my change.
Everything that I've been holding on to, all my stuff, all my my years, all my weeks, all my days of not feeling good enough, not being smart enough, not being kind enough, not being loving enough. I let go.
It's one of the songs that captures the soul of agape. Just really getting to the place where we just forgive ourselves. And then in that capacity to forgive ourselves, we also have the capacity to forgive others.
Tim McAfee Lewis and the Agape Choir. The last voice you heard was Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, reminding us of the power of forgiveness. You can find Tim McAfee Lewis on Facebook, Up High Church. You just Google him, Tim McAfee Lewis, and Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, agapelive.com. That's his virtual home. You can visit him 24 hours a day. AgapeLive.com. Life is good. Good evening. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day to you wherever you happen to be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when you change with the change, when you embrace the change, when you say yes to the change, when you really are living in the yes, oh my God, God just takes on flesh as you. So I invite you to yield and lean into the change and say yes. You are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. We call her Rev D. And you can too. Welcome. Thank you for being here. Those of you listening online, thank you for tuning in. Those of you listening on the phone line or yet to get here, and if you're not here, you can't hear me, but I'm speaking to your spirit, so you can hear me. There's only one of us here. Thank you for being here. Those of you who are making your way to the chat room, and those of you listening to the archive, thank you for being part of this conversation. And a special thank you to those of you who choose to share the show. That's the extra icing on the cake. We love and appreciate you. I am Ade Anifowoshe, Life Coach Ade. I'm the producer to keep things moving. The call-in number to join the conversation, we invite you to be part of the conversation. We invite you to take an active stand for your change by calling in 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We can also take your questions in the chat room, so feel free to post there, and I'd be happy to get to it, the chat room, if you're listening online. You can, another option is you can post on, what is it called again? Life Conversations Radio like page. You can post there. That's it. There's so many other ways, but that's enough for tonight. Just call in. We want you to call in anyway. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And before you call in and before you get comfortable, tell somebody about the show right now. Tell them to tune in. And they say, what's the show about? Say, I don't know. Just come on. I just feel it in my bone. I feel it in my bones. It's going to be great. I think Spirit is telling you to listen. Pay attention. Tonight's topic is reconciliation. And, of course, the host is Rev D. The number, once again, is 347-426-3346. The show is Living in the S. And right now, it's time for Rev D. Good evening, Rev D. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, hopping around here. Just finished one show at another radio and jumped right here. So it's, you know, I actually feel good about it. I realized that the only thing I had to deal with was my mind. If I can just stay calm, I'll be all right. So I'm good.
That's good. I have been gifted a ticket to a concert tonight, so I am going to need to in the show at our designated cutoff time. So just letting everybody know, if you have a question or you want to chat or something, to do it sooner rather than later. Wanted to give them the call-in numbers.
Well, actually, I thought you were going to tell me to have the ticket because you had a show. I thought you were going to give it to me. I was getting excited. Like, oh, I got to the concert. The number is 347-426. 3346. That's 347-426-3346. So call in early so we can get to you. The show will end at 10 o'clock on the dot. No later.
Yes. Well, good day. Good evening. Good morning. Whenever you may be listening to this show. And to remember that it's always morning. Because there's always something birthing. There's always something that's coming forth within our being. So my topic today is reconciliation. And I dare say that, as with all the spiritual qualities, that they are equally applicable to everything. There are not different sets of laws of healing for the common cold or a large economic problem. It's all the same principles. It's just different applications. There's not a gravity for a tennis ball and a gravity for a rocket ship. It's all the same gravity. The life in a redwood tree, we're in on the Monterey Bay here in Santa Cruz, we have these huge, magnificent redwood trees here. There's not more life in a redwood than in a weed. Chihuahua is no less of a dog than a Saint Bernard. It's all life, just being itself, showing up in different shapes and forms, but it's all the same thing. So whatever we talk about here, have the courage to apply it large and small. Think about it within the context of your own individual personal life. See how these concepts might apply to your job, to your home, your church, your spiritual community, your broader neighborhood. And on and on and on, the same thing. As in the inner, so in the outer. So these principles are going to work whether you're talking about your own internal systems and processes, like what's going on inside of your body, what's going on inside of your mind, or your feelings, as well as how it's manifesting in the outer realm. The material world that you can see, you know, and touch. reconciliation is a choice that we can make. What reconciliation does is it brings everything back to the whole. We can get very scattered and very separated and very fragmented. We have a very mechanistic way of thinking in the United States. There's a disconnect that happens there. I marvel sometimes at commercials, pharmaceutical commercials, where you will, you know, this, let's just say this is a drug to use if you're feeling suicidal. And then you'll see these pictures of somebody, you know, dancing through the tulips and splashing in the water, and there'll be this voice underneath, you know, special warning, you know, taking this pill make you feel suicidal, you know, will raise your heart rate, you know, make your eyes pop out. Well, you know, to tell your doctor if you've been suffering from blood clots and this and that, it may, you know, cause your limbs to fall off. It's like, what? What? And we've grown to accept that as what we just call the side effects. Well, what I'm trying to do is this thing. Now, the fact that it sets all these other things off balance is inconsequential to me, because what I'm really just going after is whatever, reducing that tumor. Now, the fact that it's going to mess up your liver and your heart in the process, well, you know, but I'm going after this tumor. Okay? This is nothing against the pharmaceutical world. I do believe that we need drugs, and that God is working through scientists in helping to create miraculous things. God knows many of my friends wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for the cocktails that slow down HIV. And my dad practiced pharmacy for 58 years. I grew up on drug money, I say sometimes. So it's not about that. It's about a consciousness that I'm talking about, where in trying to solve one thing, we set all of these other things into motion sometimes that put things further out of alignment. If you go to a hospital today, the studies have been shown that show like a third of the people in hospitals today are there as a result of some other intervention that they took. And so it is with our lives. So it is with our very lives. When you think about some of the problems and the circumstances that you're in today, is the reason why you're in some of that stuff because you thought that by getting into that direction or somehow bringing that into your life, that was going to be the answer to something else? When we move into a place of reconciliation, it has to all come together. It has to all work together. There's nothing that's left out. There's nothing extra. In reconciliation, there's nothing missing either. When we reconcile, we're coming to a place of wholeness. So the places of splintering, of fragmentation, isolation, marginalization, disassociation, where all of those things start to melt away. Reconciliation is moving towards the energy field of oneness. Many of us really don't want to reconcile. It's just amazing to me. When people go into counseling, they'll go into mediation, they'll go into these different practices, but what they really want is to win. What we really want is perhaps to be heard. What we really want is to be able to put forth our justification for why it is that we're not going to budge, or like why it is that we're not going to change. But when you go about something and you really want to come from a process of reconciliation, you go in with the assumption that somehow or another you're part of the mix. Now just take a breath on that. It's not to say that you are the blame or that you are the causative factor, but you're part of the mix. I remember one of my letters, I think this one is in Your Deepest Intent, the second volume of my letters from the Infinite series. These are these spirit downloads that I get. And in it, there's this complaining that's going on, and spirit is mimicking us and saying, you know, we'll be asking the question, well, what do I have to do with this thing? What do I have to do with that thing, you know, in bringing this into manifestation? That's not my fault. You know, I haven't even thought about that. And spirit comes back and says, and that's your contribution. That part of the reason why this may be manifesting is because you haven't thought about it. Is because you haven't lent your consciousness to a vibration that could bring something to the situation better and higher by things not being on your radar, then they are missing the possibility of your influence. And maybe the lack of your deliberate influence, intervention, goodwill, good tidings, acknowledgement, whatever, all these things, you're priding yourself in being disassociated from something, so you have nothing to do with it, that perhaps you're having that nothing to do with it is part of the problem. So just breathe on that one, because I know that one probably struck some nerves here or there. Remember, you can call in. You know, you can call in. I'm always on this show giving you a slightly different perspective. We're here to look at things through a spiritual lens and a spiritual eyesight. We're here to use our third eye. It's a different kind of insight as to what, in fact, is going on. Differences don't cause conflict. There's nothing about difference that causes conflict. It's polarization around the differences that causes conflict. It's the way that we square off and otherize each other that is, in fact, the conflict, not the differences. Have any of you ever seen pictures of or perhaps witnessed a cat and a dog nestled up against each other, asleep, or playing together? Those pictures to me are really, really priceless, particularly when the dog is big and the cat just like nuzzled up right against them. Okay, dog, cat. There's nothing intrinsically that says that dogs and cats have to fight just because they're different. However, either one of them gets into this, you know, well, I'm a dog and you're a cat, or you're a, you know, I'm a cat and you're a dog. You just imagine that kind of like internal vibratory frequency coming from either one of those animals. It's on then. The chase is on, the fight is on, because they've squared away in their respective identities. And the identity comes with its own laws and rules and regulations about who can get along with whom and who should be able to be with whom. This reconciliation says that there's room enough for all. Spiritual tradition tells you to reconcile. Jesus said, don't even come up here in church and try to give your offerings and all of that to assuage your guilt to try to get on the good side of the Lord if you've got stuff on you in your heart against your brother. You need to go home and handle that. Take care of that, then come back. Don't try to buy your way into good grace when you still have a lot of gook in your heart. We're all too familiar that Jesus said, love your neighbor. But we forget that he equally said, love your enemy. Love your enemy. Thou, in the 23rd Psalm, thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Why? When you break bread together, there's no more war. Are you willing to do that? You say, well, how do I do that? You don't have to know how. All you have to do is accept your invitation when it comes. See, I'm willing to forgive. I'm ready to drop stuff. I'm willing to let it go. I'm willing to reconcile. I'm willing to have oneness. I'm even if we've never had it before, I'm willing to be the place to which it comes. You get into that consciousness, oh, your invitation to the banquet will arrive. You don't get to determine the guest list. You don't get to do the menu. You don't get to choose the venue or the time or the band or anything else. Just when your invitation comes, you accept it and you go. What happens when we do that? What happens when we move towards this place of reconciliation? Everything. We get a greater sense of aliveness. Things start moving more in our direction. We stop feeling so much like the salmon going upstream. Doors start opening for us before we've even knocked. Inner awareness about things. Where we're able to see and we're able to recognize. It's just extraordinary. And what is the cost for not reconciling? Resentment, blame, judgment, waste of energy, blockage within our own creative expression, our light growing dimmer. We have a choice. We can stay in our self-righteous judgment, and you may actually be quote-unquote right, but where is that going to get you? You'd be right all by your little lonesome self. When we really want to reconcile, we move into this consciousness of that there are at least two sides to every story, and then there's the truth. Learn that from Beckwith. My mentor, Reverend Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith, at least two sides to every story, and then there's the truth. So if you really want reconciliation, it has to go beyond you're wanting to be heard. Wanting them to see your side. Got to go beyond that. And it's not just a matter of you surrendering or submitting or seeing their side. There's something else that's beyond all that. And if you want reconciliation, you have to be willing to go there. What's the truth? What's the truth behind what I'm thinking? What's the truth behind what I see? What's the truth beyond all these so-called facts? And how does this all come together so that it's a blessing for everybody? See? Truth crushed to earth will rise and rise again. You can't hide the truth. You just can't. Reconciliation is our most natural state. The most natural state. Just like the water that rolls over obstacles or goes up underneath them, it will not be denied. So it is with our love. Our love will just flow all over the boulders and the rocks. It'll shine through the keyholes. It will, look like a starburst underneath the door. Because our love is energy. And it will not be stymied. It will not be denied. There are wonderful things waiting for us if we choose to reconcile. If we choose to move beyond the divisiveness, if we choose to see the oneness, if we choose to have that oneness express into and as each and every one of us, oh, eyes have not seen nor ears heard the kind of joy that'll be before you. It's already there. It just takes this level of surrender for you to be able to see it. So let's take a breath. Let's take a break.
Yes, indeed. Breathe that in. I am. We're being invited to be the change we want to see. You are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson. We call her Rev D. You've been given the permission to call her Rev D as well. 347-426-3346 is the number. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad for your questions, comments, thoughts. Maybe you just had an aha moment. Something just shifted in your consciousness. You saw something that you didn't even, you know, you don't even know where it came from. It just popped up. This is a good time to call in. The show will end today at 10 o'clock. So don't wait. Don't worry about other listeners. Call in for you now. 347-426-3346. We are going to take a break and we'll be back. Easy change.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about life conversations.
Ready to live in the yes? Join me, Rev D, the Reverend Dr. Deborah Johnson, here Tuesday evenings, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific. Call in with your questions and comments as together we explore spiritual qualities and learn practical tools that unleash our spiritual power. We mix in some music, spoken word, readings, prophetic utterances. You want in on this? Living in the Yes, 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Life Conversations Radio.
Are you ready to come out to play? To passionately love and appreciate who you are? Join me, Mombasa Sophia, on the playground of life, the play experience, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, where we always serve a raw, delicious smorgasbord of healing the mind, the heart, and the soul into this spectacular circle of life. Are you ready? See you on the playground. Be there or be square. The Play Experience, 7 p.m. each Thursday, here on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
This is Life Coach Ade, host of the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on Life Conversations Radio. Well, you know, no matter how much you grow in consciousness, no matter how much you know, you are going to interact with other people. So what's the point of being spiritual and being enlightened without learning to get along with others? Well, that's what the show is about. On the show, I share tools and techniques and just inspire you to celebrate your relationships, to celebrate who you are, because together we make a difference. You know, we need each other. And when we unite together, we can make magic happen. We can shift our perception and create miracles in our lives. Join me every Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. You are listening to Living in the Yes with Reverend Dr. Deborah L. Johnson, Rev D. Tonight's topic is reconciliation. And she is truly dropping truth like it's hot. It is hot. It will burn you and burn all the stuff that you don't need and just transform you. So you better come and be ready to sweat 347-426-3346 is the number. 347-426-3346 is the number. You can post your questions in the chat room. You can post it in the Life Conversations Radio Like page. But we want you to call in. 347-426-3346. Rev D, we have a caller for you. You ready to take a call?
Surely.
Let's do it. Sandra, welcome back. How are you?
I am fine this evening. How are you?
Wonderful.
Fine. How are you doing, Sandra?
I'm doing okay, Rev Mom B. You're not just Rev D to me. I have one question. I had asked some of the saints that had began reading the book if they had some questions, and I told them that I would bring it to Blog Talk. And can I just read it to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the question is, your soulmate, how does one know? What puts one in position to be ready to connect? And I asked this young lady, I said, did you read her section on marriage? She said, no, I haven't read it yet, but I will. I've read, of course, I finished both books, so I've read both sections on marriage in both documents. She has not, but she asked me to ask you that question.
Well, what I can say is everybody needs to be really careful what you pray for.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Everybody's wanting their soulmate, and I'm not so sure that's really what they want. I'm going to be honest with you. Your soulmate means you two have soul work to do. Relationships are God's holy laboratory. And what happens with your soulmate is that you two mirror each other. You two mirror each other. And the places where you both need to heal are mirrors where you are reflecting each other, even if it's at as opposites. Okay? So you get together with your soulmate, you got to be ready to do some work.
Right.
Now, if you're conscious people, you can do that work in love. And you can do that work in such a way that it actually makes you stronger. You know, makes you more joy-filled, makes you more loving, you know, and kinder because you're growing together. You attract your soulmate, and you are not deliberately growing, like, or choosing to grow, then all of your issues are just going to keep coming up and butting up against each other. The only thing I could say about, like, how do you know? It's a gut. It's a gut. And what we need to pay attention to that, though, is that sometimes your soulmate isn't packaged the way you would want them to be packaged. But something inside of you says, don't pass this person up. You know, don't dismiss this. I was having this conversation actually just a couple of days ago with this woman who used to be high-powered retailer in San Francisco. And, you know, was flying high and kind of looked down at the area I live in, the Santa Cruz area that's known for, like, little woodsy kind of area sort of thing, little suburban thing. And she meets this guy from here. And he's in construction. And she was just done. I mean, she was just too through. You know, she wanted Mr. GQ. And he didn't care about wardrobe or fashion or any of that kind of stuff. And it really took some surrender on her part to realize, you know, this was her soulmate. You know, I'm pleased to say I married them 16 years ago, and they're going strong with their two kids.
Yay.
You know, however, it did mean letting go of this picture that she had of what it was going to look like. Okay? So that's the main thing that I want to say, is that when you find your soulmate, it's more of a feeling than an appearance.
Yes, ma'am.
It may not look the way you think it's supposed to look.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how it's going to look. And you may not be happy with how it looks. You may see your soulmate, and at that moment, they may be married to somebody else. Hello.
That's how it always is in the movies.
Or you are. Or you both are.
Yeah. Right.
Okay? And I'm not saying go mess with somebody's marriage and, like, wreck their marriage or anything like that. But sometimes there's just this quiet knowing. There's this just quiet feeling. And you know this person, I don't know when, I don't know where, but I know that this person is going to be significant to my life. And, you know, whatever. 7 years later, y'all meet up. Which lets me say one more thing. Don't pray to meet your soulmate. Let go of that prayer. If you want to be with your soulmate, it's okay to pray. You know, thank you that I'm in my divine right relationship with my soulmate now, but don't pray to meet your soulmate. Because for all you know, you've met them. You could have met them when you were 5 years old at some birthday party that your neighbor's cousin that you haven't seen in 40 years. It's like the universe can't do anything with that. You may have met them. So meeting them isn't the point. You want to pray that you're in the right relationship, whatever that looks like. Now, I'm going to take this one step further. Your soulmate is not always a romantic relationship. My mother turned 90 in August. Her sister turned 89 a couple of days ago. Those two are soulmates. If I have ever seen soulmates, it's my mother and her sister. They might as well have been twins. They're 14 months apart to the day. They even taught together the last 20 years of their career, carpooled and everything. I don't know if there's a day that goes by. They don't talk to each other about five times a day. I've never seen them, you know, fight or fall out or anything like that. You know, they've had some testy moments once or twice, but they are soulmates. I'm absolutely convinced of that. So I know we've got this thing in our mind about, you know, my soulmate and some romantic. You don't know. Your soulmate could be your grandchild. Your soulmate could be anybody. And it doesn't mean you have just one either. I would define our soulmate as people that we have work to do with. That somehow or another there's a resonance in our energy field where our lives are intertwined in some kind of inexplicable way, where there's a unique gift that you have for each other, and you belong in each other's lives in some kind of way. And what I would say is that in the meantime, don't, like, hold out your loving. Don't hold out your caring. Just waiting for the big one. You know, don't go marrying any old Tom, Dick, or Harry either. But but let yourself love. Just let yourself love. And you will find that there are a lot of people who need your love. There are a lot of ways you'll be blessed by love. If we're not just hanging out for the one big romantic love. And I know I have just rained on a whole bunch of parades.
No, actually, I love it. I like what you said, and it meant a lot to me on many levels. I know when I came in contact with your information on marriage, and I think about so many women and so many people that hung up on the romantic aspect of relationship. It's almost like being addicted. It's like they're looking for an escape.
There's no question about that. And you know what?
And
the media is a pusher.
Yes.
The media
absolutely is
a pusher.
When I came in contact with the information reminding me this is work. If you are yoked together with somebody in this life, it is work.
Oh,
and not
yes.
just I've heard other people talk about it being marriage being work. But the way you put it made me think twice about it. I'm not going to lie.
And one should. One should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there are two letters in the sacred yes and one letter in your deepest intent. And I tell you, if people read those letters, and it's so interesting that you should say that. I was counseling earlier, like 10 hours or so ago already today. And the person that came in to me shared that, said that I had just given her my book last week at our first counseling session, The Sacred Yes. And she's going through something with her husband. And she shared the last part. She said the very last part of the book. And I'm not even sure which sections or whatnot that it was. But it really, really hit him hard, and it's become like some kind of bridge for them in this, you know, moment right now. So it's just interesting that twice in one day, you know, that particular thing should come up.
I don't believe in coincidences.
No. No, it's not.
Right on, Rev D. Thank you so much for taking on this one little question. I'm not going to tie up your line. Somebody else might want to talk to you and ask you something. I appreciate you.
Okay, you take care. Appreciate your calls, too. And listen.
Huh?
I really do appreciate your calls last week and the questions that you were asking about Jesus. I have shared that with many people, how I have been waiting 13 years for somebody to ask me some questions on that. Thank you.
You're welcome. The thing I thought about it when I reflected on it and listened to the show, I was just glad that the people that God sent you, that he sent them in love. Because if some people come and it's not going to approach you in love.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be frowning. They're not even really going to want an answer.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I'm glad that I was a part of that and I was able to ask you some things that you hadn't been asked. In love.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and it was about, you know, specifically about the book. Now, you know, people challenge me all the time about stuff I say in the pulpit or my activism or whatnot, but they won't read the book. And it's like if anybody just reads it, and I haven't found anybody yet that reads it that doesn't somehow get challenged in a way that makes them rethink.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm just finishing The Sacred Yes again.
All right.
Over the last, like, 4 days. I keep going back. It's a lot of me. a lot of meat there.
Most people can't read it all the way through. Most people take it in chunks. They read a little bit, they put it down. They read a little bit, they put it down. You actually have to have an incredible stamina to go like letter after letter after letter.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it takes because I'm the one that like puts that stuff together and edits and whatnot and the sheer capacity. So if you are doing that much, oh, I know it's working you.
Well, yes, ma'am. The other thing was in the beginning, I did have to take it piece by piece. And when I tried to get through it from beginning to end, I don't know how I explained it. I don't know. I guess I had so much junk in me. It was hard.
Yeah.
I had to take a break. I had to get past. I had to get over myself to be able to take it on. Now I can take it on. I can take them both on from beginning to end, from beginning to end, digesting it so I can regurgitate it so I know how to point people to it, but also so it can help me the areas that are directed to me. It is the only book that I have read that has caused me to look in the mirror and deal with the stuff that I avoid. And what I say to other Christian people, I said, you know, there's things we work on and it's things we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just be real about that. It's mm-hmm. caused me to just stop, look in the mirror, and deal with the things that, that I purposely avoid.
Yes.
And I'm grateful for it. Thank you so much.
Well, good.
It's a timely word.
Good, good, good. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to get off your line. You have
a good
evening. You hear?
Okay.
Okay.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Thank you, Sandra. Yes. Whew. Rev D, I got to back you up on that. Not that you need me to back you up, but yes, if you have picked up Sacred Yes, start with Sacred Yes. And I will say, for me, Sacred Yes is like an all-you-can-eat restaurant. I'm the kind of person, after the first plate, the second one is just because it's all-you-can-eat. Once I get to, I can't move any further because I just feel my head spinning. And you know, it's actually so simply written as well. It's just like, wow, it just makes sense. I can't even tell you why it makes sense, but I strongly recommend it. Sacred Yes and Your Deepest Intent. You can find out more about Rev D's work by going to deborahjohnson.org, deborahjohnson.org. And you also can check her church out, innerlightministries.com, innerlightministries. Rev D, I got a thought here, but would you be able to answer in 5 minutes?
Sure.
I ain't trying to limit you. I know you got to go. So you were talking about marriage and soulmate. And I don't know if this person wanted me to use that. Well, I guess it doesn't matter, but I'll just read what they said. They said, I wonder how would that work for someone like me who is asexual but wants to marry another asexual with whom I have a spiritual emotional connection, but yet is repulsed by the mere thought of sex.
My grandmother used to always say, there's a top for every pot. She's from Louisiana. She's from Louisiana. There's a top for every pot. And you just pray for your divine right relationship. That's all. You pray for that. And then the person that you're most to be with will be there. That's all I can say. And see, pain pushes until vision pulls. I'm not saying this as a criticism, but I really want everybody like listening to what I'm saying now. It's one thing pulled toward celibacy as a vision for your life or some place of, you know, ultimate surrender. It's another to be repulsed by sex. You feel the difference in that? It's like pain pushes until vision pulls. So you want to beware getting into relationships where the two of you are colluding with each other in some place of pain and some place of hurt. Because then the contract becomes neither one of us can heal, lest it disturb the relationship. This is kind of like the classic, if you have two people who are physically obese that hook up together. But if the reason why, part of the reason why they're hooking up together is based out of a notion of insecurity and not being attractive, then if for health reasons or whatever, one of them loses weight, that can throw the whole marriage off. That can throw the whole relationship off. So anybody can have a match to wherever they are. Like I say, there's a top for every pot. To match every place you are and all your hurts and all your pains and everything else. But what I would ask someone to do is look for your divine right mate and be open to that relationship and how the relationship might grow and evolve over time, even if that might mean that the two of you wind up exploring some levels of intimacy that may have some sexual overtones that right now you find repulsive. Just beware of hooking up with people just because they share your dislikes. You want to build relationships around vision of what you do want, not just share with me what I don't want. I'm talking about an internal reconciliation that has to happen. Okay? I respect where everyone is. And trust me, as someone gay, I really understand how difficult and tenuous. And even as someone who's now single, which is very new and different for me, somebody who's been coupled since I was 13 in some way, shape, or form. So I really feel for anybody out there looking for soulmates or looking for, and that's why I can speak so definitively about this. I've had soulmates. I feel like I know what I'm talking about. and it's challenging when you're out there and questions about sexuality and matching up and sharing and how is that all going to work and all that. It can be like really, really anxiety producing. I get it. And make sure that you are bonding around the best and the highest. That's all. Okay?
Well, thank you, Rev D.
All right.
You dropped a bomb. You said, just be aware of hooking up with people because you share dislikes. Whew! That's something to breathe on and marinate on. Thank you so much, Rev D.
All right.
Enjoy your concert.
Okay.
All right.
Take
have
care.
A great night. Peace and blessings.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Ooh-wee, Rev D. Rev D's hot. You've been listening to Living in the Yes on LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find out more about Rev D's work by going to InnerLightMinistries.com, InnerLightMinistries.com. You can also go to Deborah, with an H, DeborahJohnson.org. The show topic was reconciliation. We wrapped up with soulmate, be careful what you ask for, or love will break you open. And if you ain't ready to be broken open, whew, be careful. This is Troy Horn, God Light. You are God Light. Let your light shine. Join Ombassa on Thursday for the play experience with Ombassa Sofera. I'll be back next Monday for the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Troy Horn, TroyHorn.org. No, TroyHorn.com. And you can find out more about him by going to iTunes. God Light. Peace and blessings. It's kind of strange sometimes to break my heart, but all of life is changed.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.